Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Revenge of Magic by James Riley, read by Kirby Hayborn. 1. Just minutes before the attack in Washington, D.C., Fort's father was embarrassing him at the Lincoln Memorial.
"President Forsyth Fitzgerald," his dad said, pointing at the spot each word would go above the giant seated statue of Abraham Lincoln.
"I feel like we're going to need a larger statue, though. These ceilings are high enough to fit that head of yours, but you're definitely going to need a bigger chair."
Fort rolled his eyes, but a grin popped out anyway. "I'm pretty sure that they don't let 12-year-olds run for president," he said. "I think I have to be an adult, and that's when you said I was going to be leading a mission to Jupiter. And curing cancer, I think? The version of me in your head really needs to make up his mind."
"You'll do all of that and more!" his father shouted.
Other visitors to the Lincoln Memorial began to look at them, making Fort blush.
"There's no time to be lazy, not with all the amazing things you're going to accomplish. And don't forget that I still want a flying car, so I'll need you to invent that, too."
Fort tried to pull his father to a less crowded area, but his dad wouldn't move.
"I will if you just talk less loudly," he murmured as two girls slightly older than Fort stared at them, whispering, "Fantastic."
"I'm pretty sure as an adult I can talk as loudly as I want," his father said. "But stop pushing us off topic, Fort. This is your future we're talking about."